AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. British Prime Minister David Cameron says it's more likely than not an explosive device caused the crash of a Russian plane in Egypt. Here is what the White House is saying.
At this point, we don't have enough information to make our own determination about what exactly occurred. But we do have enough information at this point to not rule out the possibility of terrorist involvement.
As White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest, the UK has suspended flights to and from the Sinai. Two British air carriers will pick up stranded tourists there tomorrow. Doctors Without Borders says its investigation found there were no armed men fighting around the time its hospital in Afghanistan was bombed by U.S. forces last month. The group says wounded Taliban fighters were treated there. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports the military is investigating.
More than a month after the airstrike, the Pentagon has not yet finished either probe. Once they're done, a spokesman says the military will look at condolence payments to the wounded and families of the dead and did not rule out paying Taliban fighters who are being treated in the clinic.
The name has been released of the freshman at UC Merced in California who was shot and killed yesterday after he stabbed students.
Faisal Mohammed, DOB in 1997. He's out of Santa Clara. He is the decedent and also the suspect in this case.
That's Sheriff Vern Warnke, who says they haven't figured out a motive yet. A construction worker who ran into a classroom to break up what he thought was a fight is being hailed as a hero. Hundreds of students at Berkeley High School in California walked out of class. They're protesting a racist message left on a computer screen at school yesterday. Police estimate 700 students walked out of classes. A witness and relative say a man and a 13-month-old baby were the only survivors of a crash in Sudan of a cargo plane that was not authorized to carry passengers. This is AP Radio News. No rape charges will be filed in Buffalo, New York, against Chicago Blackhawks all-star Patrick Kane. Prosecutors say there was a lack of credible evidence, and the accuser no longer wanted to cooperate. Paul Cambria is Kane's attorney.
We agree with the district attorney. We're not surprised that they did not go forward.
A woman claimed in August she was raped at Kane's off-season home outside of Buffalo, New York. He says it every weekday on the Today Show.
Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Starting tomorrow, Al Roker may actually be in your neck of the woods. Within a week, Roker will be delivering reports on the weather from all 50 states. If he does it, Roker will try to have it certified as a Guinness World Record. The trip will also benefit Feeding America. Al Roker's first forecast will be delivered tomorrow in Hawaii, and he makes his way east. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.